Piggy rubbed his glasses slowly and thought. When he understood how far Ralph had gone toward accepting him, he flushed pinkly with pride. "I don't know, Ralph. I expect it's him." "Jack?" "Jack." A taboo was evolving round that word, too. Ralph nodded solemnly. "Yes," he said. "I suppose it must be." The forest near them burst into uproar. Demoniac figures, with faces of white and red and green, rushed out howling, so that the Littlins fled screaming. Out of the corner of his eye, Ralph saw Piggy running. Two figures rushed at the fire, and he prepared to defend himself, but they grabbed half-burnt branches and raced away along the beach. The three others stood still, watching Ralph, and he saw that the tallest of them, stark naked save for paint and a belt, was Jack. Ralph had his breath back and spoke. "Well?" Jack ignored him, lifted his spear, and began to shout. "Listen, all of you. Me and my hunters, we're living along the beach by a flat rock. We hunt and feast and have fun. If you want to join my tribe, come and see us. Perhaps I'll let you join. Perhaps not." He paused and looked round. He was safe from shame or self-consciousness behind the mask of his paint, and could look at each of them in turn. Ralph was kneeling by the remains of the fire, like a sprinter at his mark, and his face was half hidden by hair and smut. Sam and Eric peered together round a palm tree at the edge of the forest. A little and howled, creased and crimson, by the bathing pool, and Piggy stood on the platform, the white conch gripped in his hands. "Tonight we're having a feast. We've killed a pig and we've got meat. You can come and eat with us if you like." Up in the cloud canyons, the thunder boomed again. Jack and the two anonymous savages with him swayed, looking up, and then recovered. The Littlin went on howling. Jack